today on Rocking the Suburbs.
I've enjoyed as much of this as I can stand.
Zwei Polizei, drei, vier Offizier, fünf, sechs alte Hex, sieben, acht Harris King.
Hello, Rocking the Suburbs. This is Harris in upstate South Carolina calling in with April new music. Another great month. Lots and lots of albums I could highlight. I'll mention a few right now. One of my rock and roll heroes, The Silos, led by Walter Salles Humara, put out an album on April 1st. It's called Everything. I really, really like it. Maybe fellow Silos head Carl Amfronson will call in about it. That would be wonderful. The UK electronic producer Square Pusher put out an album called Kammerkonzert, which means chamber concert in German. And as the name indicates, it's closer to a classical music concert hall than it is to the dance floor. It's outstanding. Glenn Donaldson, or the Reds, Pinks, and Purples, put out an amazing album on the 24th called Acknowledge Kindness. As Donaldson comments, the album is probably about learning to live with your ghosts and trying to be alive in the present. It's great, too. Maybe Nick Scalero will call in about the Reds, Pinks, and Purples. I know he's a big fan and has seen them live. Another hero, Terry Allen, put out an album. Terry Allen, 83 years old. It's called Blood-Sucking Maniacs, and it's also the name of the band. And Blood-Sucking Maniacs is the Allen family band helmed by patriarch and matriarch Terry Allen and Joe Harvey Allen. It spans five generations in 121 years, including, among others, their sons Buka and Bale Allen, grandsons Crew, Sled, and Calder Allen, Panhandle Mystery Band mainstays Charlie Sexton and Lloyd Maines and Richard Bowden, and frequent collaborator Will Sexton, the wild and wide-ranging songs collected on their eponymous album are miscellaneous and multiplex, comprising heart-rending ballads and arch-in-jokes on a spectrum from sublime to unabashedly sentimental. That's all from the Bandcamp page there. So check out Blood-Sucking Maniacs. Terry Allen is a legend, and he and his band and group of friends and cohorts just put out an amazing record this month, or back in April. That is. But the first song I want to highlight for April New Music is from another legendary heroic band for me. It's Drivin' and Cryin', led by Kevin Kenney. And on April 10th, Drivin' and Cryin' put out Crushing Flowers. It is produced by Sadler Vaden, and Sadler Vaden, before he was in the 400 unit, was a member of Drivin' and Cryin', and it was recorded in Nashville. It's a great, great record. Maybe a little bit of a throwback to some of the more rocking Drivin' and Cryin' from the early 90s. Peter Buck, he's a longtime friend of Kevin Kenney and the band. He plays on two songs. He plays on the title track, and he plays on the song I want to highlight called Mirror, Mirror. And I got to see Kevin and Peter play Mirror, Mirror live a little over a year ago at a listening room called the Rialto Room in Athens, Georgia. And it's a beautiful song, as you'll hear. Kevin wrote it for his mother, who was suffering from Alzheimer's. And he talks about that when I saw him live. And I think you'll get a sense of the beautiful song that I'm going to play for you now. So let's hear a little bit of Mirror, Mirror. The second band I want to highlight is called Object Hours. They're from Carrboro, North Carolina. That's Chapel Hill. And they put out on the 24th an album called Solved by Walking. I initially learned about them from the compilation Cardinals at the Window, which was put out after Hurricane Helene for a relief effort. And it's comprised of 136 songs, and Object Hours, who I didn't really know at the time, and I still don't really know, had a song on that compilation that I really dug. And then I just happened to stumble across that they put out a new album in April, so I checked it out. I still didn't remember them, but I'm like, this sounds awfully familiar when I looked them up. And as the publication Elsewhere, which is out of New Zealand, surprisingly, describes them pitching themselves somewhere between Can, a tightly reined in Belter Space, which is a New Zealand band, Explosions in the Sky, and a late 60s psychedelic space rock trip out band. Object Hours deliver an often hypnotic sound, which is melodic and shifting to hold your attention. And that's true. It's composed of guitarists Nora Rogers and Jenny Waters and drummer Harrison Haynes. And I'm a big, big fan. They're not too far away from me, so maybe they played live some. I'll have to be on the lookout. Let's hear a song off of the album Solved by Walking. This is called Yellow House. I also want to include a couple of picks my wife Rachel made for April. She was reading an article about the broken social scene and all of each band member's favorite albums, I guess currently. Of course, that's a big band, so there's a lot to read there. And they put out a new album this month in May, so be on the lookout for maybe me calling in about that album. One of the members mentioned the LA band Acetone and their album from 1993, Cindy. We had never heard of the album or the band, and we listened to it and absolutely loved it. So I started looking around a little bit more on Apple Music and discovered that they put out a live album this month, or last month in April, April 26th. It's called I've Enjoyed As Much of This as I Can Stand, live at the Knitting Factory, NYC, May 31st, 1998. It's a great, great live album. As their sound is described on Bandcamp, against a rising tide of post-Nirvana grunge and slipshod indie rock, Acetone tapped into a timeless Southern California groove by fusing elements of psychedelia, surf, and country. I will say that I discovered this live album was released on Record Store Day on vinyl back in 2024. However, it looks like it didn't hit the streamers, or at least Apple Music, until April 26th of this year. So I'm going to include it because I was so excited by it. Or Rachel's going to include it. We're both so excited by it. Anyway, the song I am going to play for you here, a little bit of at least, is the title track. Again, it's called I've Enjoyed As Much of This As I Can Stand.
So I'm led away, what a waste, what a waste.
Rachel's second pick is from the band White Fence. White Fence is Tim Presley in San Francisco. The name of the album is Orange, and it was released on April 24th on Drag City. As Pitchfork says, with his old pal Ty Siegel behind the boards and the kit, Presley offers the sparkling jangle pop gem he always seemed both capable of and reluctant to make. The publication Obla Dada says it's 11 tracks of densely packed jangly pop gems. It's late 60s garage rock beamed through an 80s filter. Man, it's good. It's hitting all the right chords for this household. So it's a great pick from Rachel. And let's hear the song That's Where the Money Goes, seen from the celestial realm.
I just had an experience with God. Let myself flow from below and above. The red herring was the red apple in the tree. It was under the nose of you and me. But my love doesn't want to stay in frame. I imagine you doing all the same things. If they burn, I'll always have my hands on money, gets me what I want. I need just enough to medicate my thoughts, if at all. Oh, but that's where the money goes, that's where all the money.
And to close out this month's picks, I'm going to sneak in a cover, and it's from the Brooklyn band Nation of Language. This is them covering Bruce Springsteen's Tougher Than the Rest. And Rachel and I just saw Bruce Springsteen in Atlanta. It was amazing. So I'm happy to include this song here. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. heart-rending ballads and arch-in-jokes on a spectrum from sublime to unabashedly sentimental.